The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, February 12, 1978 at 16 hours 35 and 19 hours 35 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. Hello, I'm Sue Moran, welcoming you back to Music Time in Africa. Thank you for joining me. The music you'll be listening to today will feature some of the finest musicians and cultural groups in the Republic of Mali. Most of the recordings I've selected are by musicians who are part of the National Folkloric Ensemble of Mali, representing the different ethnic regions of the country. I'm sure you'll enjoy the music, so stay with me now for Music Time in Africa. Mali's rich cultural traditions in music have a long and distinguished history and represent hundreds of years of musical practices of the various ethnic groups that make up the almost 5 million people in the country. Musical instruments that play an important part in the traditional music are the kora harp, the xylophone, lute, violin, and a variety of flutes and drums. And what better music to open our program today than the beautiful sounds of the 21-string kora, as played by two of Mali's finest virtuosos, Batru Sekou Kouyaté and Sidiki Diabaté.
Thank you.
That was a classical piece of West African music titled Kaira, played by two of Mali's finest kora players. The National Folkloric Ensemble is made up of the country's best musicians and singers from the different regions, and also represents the various ethnic groups and the many types of musical instruments found in the country. Here's the full ensemble performing a very old tune. This next song is from the famous and historical city of Timbuktu, and typical of the Moorish style of music in that region. The song is about a tree that symbolizes the love the Moors have for their country. Among the Fulani, who live close to the Niger River in Mali, one of the oldest styles of music making is the tungere, and to this day still played at weddings, circumcision ceremonies, and other festive occasions requiring music and dancing. This recording is a good example of that type of music in which flutes and drums are mainly used.
Johnny!
Fanta Demba, probably the best-known vocalist in all of Mali, and famous for her interpretations of old legends about kings, wars, and heroes, performs this lovely song about an ancient king of the Ségou region in Mali, Bakary Jan.
Nabina, please, Segare, Jonas, Bilisi bina di jini dloji mi sugu mamba dloma kono ube kana baka jando rosum. Bilisi dama dama kasa kusegere. Kadi jini dloji mi sugu kuruba dloma kono.
The music of Fanta Demba, Male's most famous singer of traditional African music. I think you'll like this last number I'm going to play for you now, considered to be the most popular song of a type of dance music in Male known as Takamba. The song title is Wahono, and among the songhai is a must at practically every gay soiree.
Yeah.
And once more, I have to say goodbye, friends. But I'm inviting you now to join me again next week at the same time, when I'll have another program of African music featuring some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups. Here I want to pause a moment to say a special hello and thank you to Kem Chiedo of Owerri, Imo State, Nigeria. Leo and I found your letter most interesting. We like to hear our listeners' ideas about the show. So if more of you would like to drop us a line, just write to Music Time in Africa, African Service, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., USA. Once again, Music Time in Africa, African Service, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., USA. This is Sue Moran wishing you all a pleasant week. This has been Music Time in Africa. Stay tuned now for Africana.